Jeff Kniep in Wichita, Kansas. It's 5:20 in the morning. CrossFit Wichita. Well, it's not quite a conducive environment to working out when you're staring at your car in your garage. So, just miss being around people. Yeah.
Katie Drummond. Like you said, I miss the camaraderie. I mean, I've been working out for the past year, the same people at 5 in the morning, so everybody understands the beautiful suffering we're going through, and it's not like any other class. It's also super competitive, so it keeps everybody on their toes. It's a good challenge for each other. I'm a bartender. I work at Red Rock, and they were able to put us on furlough right as it happened. Like, my first day, or my last day, was March 2nd, so I was on furlough for about 2 months. I was fortunate enough to not have any struggles.
My name is Ryan McPhail. I'm a solid waste loader with the City of Lawrence. It is approximately 6:40. Yes, sir, there's just been some changes. You know, we've spread out our shifts to stagger everybody so we're not all coming in at the same time so we can maintain the proper level of people here in the shop at all times. Another thing that's different is we are wearing masks. As soon as we get in the building, we are required to put a mask on and keep it on at all times during work. Nobody really thinks about it until their trash gets mixed, or they forgot to set their trash out any given day and they realize they have this extra trash that's stinky or it's just building up. I don't usually view myself an essential worker. I don't put myself on the level of healthcare workers or anything like that, but it is a very important job that needs to get done on a daily basis.
My name is Presley Boozenberrick, and we are standing in 5th Street Mercantile in Atchison, Kansas, and it is 9:51. Furniture, home accessories, gift items, scenties, a little bit of everything. What's added to our new routine is we wipe down all hard surfaces, bookcases, door handles, our kiosk, just about everything we wipe down. A room that we've had to kind of close off just by appointment only is our fabric room. As you see, the swatches that are down have been touched and will get sent back to clean.
My name is Denise Wood. I am at 5th Street Mercantile. I think it's about 10:45. I came in for exterior wreaths to go on the outside of our tree houses. And I've always found them here, and so I was really excited for this place to be open.
All right, 10382. Thank you.
My name is Clinton Conant. I'm the owner-operator of Redbeard Coffee here in Dodge City, Kansas. And it is 12:18. Man, it's definitely had its ups and downs for sure. You know, there for a while, the ability to stay open like we did, we kind of became some people's only option. You know, like they didn't go a whole lot of places at all. And so I think that helped keep us busy.
Tom Immel. Feels good, real good. Somewhat liberating, as you might say. So, I'm drinking a cinnamon bun hot coffee, latte here. I just love it. It's my favorite drink.
I'm Montella Wembley, and I own Profiles Beauty and Barber Salon in Wichita, Kansas. Life has been very different. Being that we are small businesses, they've had small business loans that you could apply for, which I did and haven't heard anything. We also had the unemployment that we could get that set up, and that has been my job for the last 8 weeks. Literally every single day I have had to call, have not been able to get in, even logged in as of today.
Robin Loggins, my gray is all over the place and I needed a haircut really bad, but I was not going to attempt it. As soon as I heard that the salons could open, I text her. can I come in Tuesday?
Pre-pandemic, It'll probably, let me see, it's about 2 o'clock. It'll at least probably be at least 3 clients in here. When I do make my clients' appointments, mm-hmm. I'm going to ask them every time. Mm-hmm. And I hopefully they're honest, you know, yeah. not just because they want their hair done, but they're literally just trying to be safe for everyone. Yeah. I ask them, have you had a cold, cough, fever, mm-hmm. been around anyone that has in the last 3 to 4 days or felt ill?
Yeah, that's what she texted me.
And
that,
I did. And
that really made me feel good when I got that text this morning. So I told her in the text I appreciated her checking and asking because, you know, it's serious. This is a serious illness.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Becca Kramer. I'm in Overland Park, Kansas. I am a tattoo artist, owner-operator of Ink Slingers Tattoos. It is 3:45 right now in the afternoon. This week for me personally has already been booked completely solid.
My name is Gary Barber, a.k.a. Professor Inkslinger. I did my first tattoo in 1968. I've had 40 years in this business, so I've kind of experienced a lot, but nothing like what we've been going through the last several months. Despite what some people may think, tattooists do a essential service. You know, we provide comfort. There's a lot of clients that need that tattoo to, that just makes them feel good.